It is the end of day five of rehearsals here at Eurovision 2021. The final two countries to rehearse were who?
Azerbaijan.
And Ukraine. And they both brought something very colorful, very vibrant, and very memorable. Shall we talk about it?
Let's do this!
Kicking it off with Effendi and Azerbaijan, her dancing was much more powerful today, much more thrusting.
Yes.
She clearly feels more at ease now, having had a series of run-throughs. Visually, what stands out to me is the fire, the digital fire. It's elevated. You know, in the past when we've seen fire on stage, sometimes it looked cheap. Like, I remember some people criticized Eleni Ferreira's on-stage fire graphics, but this year they're very elevated. It looks like real fire, real flames, which gives us a bit of an awe-inspiring moment. And the snake. The cobra in the coin is sharper, it's got teeth, it's ready to bite, just like our girl Effendi.
She was so sassy this time. She was really sassy, she was really feeling it, and I saw her in her eyes, she was like looking at the camera like this, and I love that part when she was, you know, with ponytail. The last time her hair wasn't, you know, done because of the time, and she was like whipping that hair and, you know, feeling his, that was amazing, like every take, three take they had, every performance for the second rehearsal, and vocals, I was so happy that vocals were actually even better than the last rehearsal. I am so happy for this, and yeah, good job, bravo.
What I like is that I felt a lot of the camera crops were tighter. The issue for me with this is when they pan out, it looks empty because, you know, there's not a big stage prop or anything. So you need to keep it close so that she's filling the space. She's a small person to begin with. She's very short, and she talked about this in our interview on WeeWeeBlogs.com. So it's important that they make her look big. And I think they did a better job today at keeping it tight so that you felt the presence of Effendi.
Yeah, because we have no audience in the fan zone, only, you know, on the side. And 3,500 people, so yeah. But hey, she's late, and you know what? The graphics are so beautiful, and that snake, as I told you.
Oh, that snake is
amazing. I think that this has something to do with Cleopatra. And you know, somebody asked on the press conference that which song, you know, you would like the most to perform. She told that, this is for the people who are comparing, she said that, you know, Cleopatra, I was ready for Cleopatra last year. I am ready for Mata Hari this year. Period.
Yes.
Done.
Many historical figures, one gorgeous family. Look, I'm not convinced this is a sure qualifier by any means. I think this is a tough semi-final. But I think this is, you know, what's the word? Standing its ground now. Like yesterday, I was like, ooh, you know, is this going through? Now I think it's on the fence. So I do think there's hope for this.
I think she will qualify, like 100%. Like,
all right, we move.
There is no other song like this. Like, it's ethnic and at the same time really modern, especially that last last second, like.
All right, the other country that rehearsed today that closed the show was Ukraine. Now, we should point out that, let me just read you this statement, actually. This is from the EBU. Katerina was not performing today during the rehearsal, and this is why. The lead singer of Ukraine's band Go A, Katerina Pavlenko, reported feeling a little unwell this morning. In accordance with the health and safety protocol, she has undergone a PCR test for COVID-19, and as a precautionary measure, Katerina will miss this afternoon's rehearsal and press conference. We wish her good health and will share more information when we have the results of the test. That is from the EBU. Now, that means we're judging a stand-in performance, you might say. That's true. However, this is also a rehearsal not for Ukraine, but for the camera crew, for the EBU, for the people here in the Netherlands, the Dutch production team. And I think they did a great job. The pacing of the camera cuts for me worked much better this time. Like at the end, when the men start running, the golden men, that was more of a surprise. The way they cut it, like they zoomed in on one of them and then they zoomed out. I don't know. I just felt it was more dramatic this time with these crops, these cuts, the quickening pace, the changes. And shout out to the stand-in singer. She did a great job. She did a fantastic job.
what was that voice? Oh my gosh, she was perfect singing this. But hey, I really miss Katerina. I really miss her, you know, dramatic looks, her, you know, gorgeous outfit. Oh my gosh.
Present.
I wish her, you know, best of health, and I hope it's not COVID. It's just, you know, flu or something like that. And she can perform, actually, because if there's something real serious, she can't perform live. They will use live on tape. I will be really sad if this is happens.
That would be sad, because this has grown so much since we got here. People are now, you know, they have this in the top 10 with the bookies. People are feeling very positive. Is this the new dark horse? You know, the dark horse running through the snow, the frozen forest on that little island. But, you know, I'm hopeful. You know, it's great that she reported that she felt unwell. She's taking precautions. She's playing it safe. And I do think it will work out and she will be fine. Yeah, good for her, though, for being honest, you know, because some people might be like, oh, I feel fine. Nothing's wrong with me.
Dying, but okay.
No, everything's fine. But no, she's an honest person, and we love her for that. Yeah, did you think the camera work improved? Did you notice the difference, or for you, was it just more
Actually,
of the same?
I didn't, but I was going to ask you, do you see that they changed something on the stage? Because I think it was the same for me, because there are so many stuff in on the staging, you know, with the lights here, with the white colors, and with the white outfits. I wasn't sure, that's why.
Interesting. I don't know if anything changed on the actual island of snow, but it's more like I saw less of the crowd, less of the stage, I preferred that. I think we've noticed a lot of that today. A lot of people, I think, have said, can we just lose everything else around and keep it centered?
Because, yeah, there
it makes
are
it more
no
powerful,
because
you want that connection with the artist. In any case, I think this is going through 100%. You know, even, I don't know what their live on tape is, but if their live on tape is anything like that, then they would still go through.
Bye.
Yeah,
done.
I'm done. In any case, that's the end of our rehearsal reactions for today. We will be back tomorrow with even more. Thank you for joining us. We will have our daily recap coming up this evening. Oh. We're going to tell Suzanne to keep it concise so we can get it online. And we will see you later.
Bye.